In a world where mental health concerns continue to rise, Dr. Sue Varma offers something revolutionary, a framework that bridges the gap between surviving and thriving. Practical optimism isn't about naive positive thinking. It's a science-backed approach that combines boundless hope with concrete action. As the first medical director of the World Trade Center Mental Health Program, Dr. Varma witnessed firsthand how some people not only survived devastating trauma, but emerged stronger. Her question became our opportunity. What allows certain individuals to transform life's deepest wounds into sources of strength? Like the Japanese art of kintsugi, repairing broken pottery with gold to create something more beautiful than before, practical optimism doesn't just help us piece our lives back together, it transforms our fractures into our most distinctive strengths. This approach has transformed countless lives, including Dr. Varma's own. When she became a patient in her own hospital during her medical residency, she discovered the profound mind-body connection that would shape her life's work. Her father's philosophy, "I could laugh or I could cry," captures the essence of this approach, the dignity of choice in how we respond to life's circumstances. Optimists aren't naturally cheerful people who deny reality. They focus on controllable positives while experiencing normal emotions. When stressed, they use effective coping strategies instead of defaulting to shame or blame. This resilience has neurological roots, with left hemisphere activity linked to optimism and proactive thinking. Pessimists, however, engage in the four P's, viewing setbacks as personal, pervasive, permanent, and responding passively. Pessimism increases health risks through rumination, causing depression, and worry, triggering anxiety, leading to elevated stress hormones that cause inflammation and physical problems. Purpose challenges and motivates while benefiting others and enhancing well-being. The ideal state is flow, deep engagement in enjoyable, challenging activities. Purpose isn't necessarily job-related, grandiose, or fixed. It's portable, personal, and evolves. Research shows purposeful living reduces mortality risk by 30%, heart attack risk by 27%, and stroke risk by 22%. To find purpose, use the AIM approach. Acknowledge life decisions, identify sources of meaning and joy, and move forward with a concrete plan. Practical optimism requires managing emotions before they manage you. Combining emotional processing, understanding feelings, and regulation, real-time management. Without this mastery, we default to reflexive reactions rather than rational responses. Emotions serve vital biological functions, connecting to motivation and helping us prioritize, plan, and focus. Evolutionarily, they aid survival by helping us avoid danger and maintain relationships. Dr. Varma's four-step approach provides structure. Name emotions to reduce amygdala activity, claim them by understanding triggers, tame them through healthy coping, and reframe situations by seeking different perspectives and positive insights. Problem solving combines internal and external processes, with most work happening mentally. Success comes from emotional regulation, separating feeling from fact to make wise decisions. Many struggle with the intention to automation gap, knowing what to do but failing to act. Problem avoidance manifests as endless worry without analysis, feeling productive while avoiding discomfort. Practical optimists succeed because they expect positive outcomes through personal agency while staying realistic. The ABCD approach helps. Antecedent, trigger, belief, thoughts, consequences, reactions, distortions, skewed perceptions, and embrace, changing the changeable while accepting the rest. Healthy pride represents a stable, realistic self-perception that balances confidence with humility. Unlike fluctuating self-esteem based on achievements, healthy pride provides a consistent foundation of self-worth that guards against shame while allowing for appropriate guilt. Our capacity for healthy pride is shaped by childhood experiences and cultural messages. Early caregiver interactions influence self-perception through what psychiatrist Eric Byrne called strokes, units of social interaction that can be positive or negative, conditional or unconditional. Cultural conditioning, particularly society's emphasis on productivity, creates time famine, the constant feeling of insufficient time. Many struggle to separate their identity from achievement. Dr. Varma's GRACE framework guides the development of healthy pride. Gratitude for the good, recognizing life's positives, promotes flexible thinking. Recognition of reality, seeing ourselves truthfully, frees us from others' perceptions. Acceptance of imperfection, maintaining stable self-worth amid challenges. Compassion for yourself, self-compassion counters feelings of inadequacy. Empathy for others, self-acceptance enables genuine connection with others. Social connection is as vital as food and shelter, yet loneliness has reached epidemic levels, with 61% of Americans reporting feeling lonely. Younger adults experience twice the loneliness rates of those over 65, leading to serious health impacts, altered gene expression, inflammation, increased disease risk, and changed brain function. Strong relationships cut premature death risk by half while boosting immunity, aiding healing, and reducing stress hormones. Research indicates 4 to 5 close relationships may be optimal for preventing loneliness. Our connection capacity develops before birth, forming attachment patterns that influence lifelong relationships. Secure attachment creates healthy self-worth and relationship skills, while inconsistent nurturing can lead to insecure patterns that affect adult relationships. Quality matters more than quantity in friendships. Deep friendships provide unconditional acceptance. Meaningful ones combine shared experiences with emotional intimacy. Interest partnerships enhance experiences, and even brief interactions with acquaintances offer emotional value. An aloneness practice, deliberately enjoying solitude, helps us recharge and be more present with others. Though many fear being alone, meaningful solitude reveals our authentic selves, regulates emotions, and deepens empathy. Practical optimists create lasting habits by making behaviors convenient and engaging. This bridges the gap between intentions and automated behaviors, preventing them from falling into the intention-to-automation sinkhole. Set specific, realistic, and compassionate goals to optimize habit formation. Goals should be specific enough to start, broad enough to find your pace, and compassionate enough to feel attainable. Automate good habits by making them accessible while reducing access to bad ones. Remove motivation and willpower from the equation by building neural pathways through consistent practice. Link habits to deeper values and identity rather than external validation. When habits align with your core values, they become non-negotiable and more resilient to setbacks. Dr. Varma's 4 M's of mental health provide a framework for flourishing. Mastery, learning and improving at something you care about, builds proficiency and fulfillment. The process of gaining expertise creates a sense of accomplishment and contributes to well-being. Movement, exercise reduces inflammation, releases endorphins, and increases cerebral blood flow. Physical activity creates a positive feedback loop of improved mood and energy while combating anxiety. Meaningful engagement. Quality connections matter more than quantity, with peers significantly influencing health habits. Engaging with others creates a support system that buffers against stress and enables growth. Mindfulness. Regular meditation creates structural brain changes that reduce stress while improving memory and emotion regulation. Being present helps us respond thoughtfully rather than react impulsively. Our goal should be to thrive despite adversity. While we can't control circumstances, we can control our attitudes and behaviors, using practical optimism as a prescription for flourishing. In a world that often feels broken, we have the power to repair ourselves with gold, becoming more resilient than before.